fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's Fitter, Happier. With International Women's Day around the corner, today's segment will highlight one of the most preventable types of cancers in women. It's cervical cancer. One of the biggest risk factors for developing cervical cancer is not getting screened. Most women who develop cervical cancer have either never had a cervical screening test or don't screen regularly. Joining us today to talk about cervical cancer is Senior Health Promotion Officer Chrissy Skihan from the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program within WA Health. Welcome, Chrissy, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
To start, can you tell us a little bit about your role at WA Health?
Yeah, of course. So I work in health promotion at the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program. And the aim of this program is to reduce the number of cervical cancer cases and deaths in WA by increasing participation in cervical screening. So in my role as the Senior Health Promotion Officer, I develop and deliver education and promotional strategies that encourage and empower women to have a cervical screening test. So we work particularly with groups of women that we know to be at risk for underscreening or never screened.
Okay, and what is cervical cancer and how might it be caused?
Yeah, so cervical cancer is a type of cancer that develops in a person's cervix. So that's inside the body where the top of the vagina meets the neck of the uterus. And the main cause of cervical cancer is a persistent infection with HPV, or the human papillomavirus. So that's a common virus that both men and women have that's passed through any type of sexual activity where there's genital skin-to-skin contact. But although the virus is so common, most people don't actually know when they have HPV, and it's usually cleared by the body on its own within 2 years without sort of causing any problems or symptoms. However, it's when that HPV doesn't clear on its own that it can cause abnormal changes to the cells of the cervix, which in very rare cases, if left undetected, can develop into cervical cancer. But this does usually take a long time, sort of about 10 to 15 years for those abnormal cells to develop to that cervical cancer.
Are some women more at risk than others?
Yeah, so cervical cancer can affect anyone with a cervix that has ever been sexually active. But the biggest risk factor for cervical cancer is not screening. So most people who develop cervical cancer in Australia have either never had a cervical screening test or they're not screening regularly. So yeah, this is why getting that message out to all women is so important, particularly in the lead up to International Women's Day, as it's such an important message that, yeah, it could save their lives.
Absolutely. It's one of the most preventable cancers. What's the best way for women to protect themselves?
Yeah, it is. And regular cervical screening is your best protection against cervical cancer. So in Australia, we recommend that all women aged 25 to 74 years who have ever been sexually active should have a cervical screening test every 5 years.
Why are so many... Continue.
Sorry, so the cervical screening test, I'll just tell you a bit more about that. So the test is looking for the presence of HPV, which we know is the first step in developing abnormal cervical cell changes that can lead to cervical cancer. So it's important to remember that a cervical screening test isn't a test for cancer. It's looking for HPV or changes to the cells of the cervix that could lead to cancer over a very long time. So getting an abnormal result from your cervical screening test doesn't mean you have cervical cancer. It actually means you have an opportunity to prevent it.
Okay, and what's the process once you've undertaken the screening and you have unfortunately come back with this test? Why is it so preventable?
Yeah, so if HPV is found, the same sample that was taken is then used to check for any abnormal cervical cell changes. And then depending on the severity of these changes, your doctor or nurse will recommend you either return for a follow-up test in 12 months or refer you to a specialist. And that's because these abnormal cell changes can be monitored and, if needed, treated to prevent them becoming cervical cancer further down the track.
Now, earlier I mentioned most women who develop cervical cancer have either never had cervical screening test or don't get screened regularly. Why might some women not participate in regular cervical screening? And what are some ways we can encourage them to?
Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons that could influence a woman's decision or her ability to participate in cervical screening. And it is really common for women to feel anxious or nervous about having a cervical screening test, particularly if it's their first time. But there are some ways you can make this experience a little bit more comfortable. For example, you can always ask for a female doctor or nurse to perform the test. You can bring a friend or a support person into the appointment if you like. And it's always important to know as well that while it may be uncomfortable, it shouldn't be painful. But you do have the power to ask your doctor or nurse to stop at any time during the procedure. And there is also the option for some people to take a self-collection test. So this allows women to collect their own sample for HPV testing. And that's available for people that are over 30 who have never screened or are more than 2 years overdue for their screening. So if you do meet this criteria and think that's an option for you, you can speak with your doctor or nurse about more information around the self-collection test. But it is important to know that self-collection is only testing for HPV, so it doesn't take cells from the cervix. So if HPV is found, you will then need to have another sample taken by your doctor or nurse, or potentially be referred to a specialist for further investigation.
Okay, interesting. Moving into who should be getting screened, cervical screening could start at 18 years old, but now it's increased to 25 years old and it's every 5 years instead of two. Why did the screening age increase?
Yeah, so previously cervical screening started at 18 years. In 2017, though, the five-yearly cervical screening test replaced that two-yearly pap smear. And these changes came about due to new screening technology and an increased understanding of how cervical cancer develops. So in particular, that link between HPV and cervical cancer. So while the pap smear, the two-yearly pap smear, looked for abnormal cervical cell changes, the new cervical screening test picks up HPV infection, which we now know is the cause of these cervical cell changes. So because of the introduction of a more effective test, women only need to screen every 5 years, regardless of whether or not they've had the HPV vaccine. And this five-yearly interval also avoids detecting HPV infections that are likely to go away on their own within 1 to 2 years.
Okay, great advancement in screening techniques over the last few years. That's great to hear. Now, cervical cancer can often develop without symptoms, and you might not know if you do need to have a screening test. But if symptoms do occur, what should people be looking out for?
Yeah, you're right. So cervical cancer does often develop without any symptoms, which is why it's so important to have that regular cervical screening. However, some women may experience some symptoms which include unusual bleeding or spotting after sex, or unusual bleeding between periods or after menopause, or persistent pelvic pain or pain during sex. So if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, we'd encourage you to go and speak with your doctor or nurse as soon as possible about these symptoms. But they are rare, so the most important message is to keep up with your regular cervical screening.
Absolutely. Quite a regular message throughout this interview so far. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to On The Record on RTRFM 92.1. My name's Lauren Strown, and I'm talking with the Senior Health Promotion Officer at the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program, Chrissy Skihan, all about cervical cancer, one of the most preventable cancers in women. And we're having this conversation in the lead up to International Women's Day on Monday. And again, one of the takeaways from this conversation so far is go and have your regular cervical cancer screening once every 5 years if necessary. Moving forward, there is a vaccine for HPV, which we've learned is the cause of cervical cancer in women. What does this mean? Does this mean you don't need to worry about screening if you've had the HPV vaccine?
So you're right, there is a vaccine for HPV. So currently boys and girls receive the HPV vaccine at school through the National Immunisation Program. However, the current HPV vaccine protects against 9 types of HPV, which cause around 90% of cervical cancer. So whilst there is a vaccine for HPV, it doesn't protect against all types of HPV that can cause cervical cancer. So even if you have been vaccinated, it is still important that you're maintaining your regular cervical screening.
Absolutely. Okay. So one simple message right there. Before I let you go, are there any comments that you'd like to take away from this conversation, and where can people go to find more information?
Yeah, of course. So we'd encourage you to find out when you're next due for your cervical screening test. You can contact the National Cancer Screening Register or speak with your doctor or nurse. And to make an appointment, you can call up your general practice, Women's Health Centre, or Aboriginal Medical Service to make that appointment. And we do have more information online, so you can visit healthywa.wa.gov.au/cervical screening or contact us at the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk all about cervical cancer this morning, Chrissy.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to On The Record.
Just there, Chrissy Skihan, the Senior Health Promotion Officer at the WA Cervical Cancer Prevention Program, talking all about one of the most preventable cancers in women in the lead up to International Women's Day this Monday. A few easy enough takeaways from that conversation. Go and have your cervical screening test done. And it's only with new advancement, it's only needed once every 5 years. And it is caused by HPV, which can go unnoticed without symptoms. So she was definitely commenting to go and have your cervical screening test done if that affects you.